Daily Devotional. 2 Kings 15. When thrones tremble. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90.12, New International Version. One, opening glimpse. The 15th chapter of 2 Kings reads like a battlefield report. 6 monarchs of Israel, 2 of Judah, 4 assassinations, 1 crippling disease, and the first appearance of the Assyrian superpower on Israel's horizon. The chronicler gives each reign only a few breaths, yet behind the brevity lie decades of political intrigue and spiritual drift. The style is intentionally terse. Ancient Near Eastern royal annals were normally long celebrations of a king's greatness. The biblical historian reverses the custom by listing reign after reign with the same refrain, "He did not remove the high places." The writer turns the genealogy of power into a lament over lost faithfulness. Two, Judah, the cautionary tale of Azariah, Uzziah. Verses 1-7, Gephiachron 26. A long reign, a shortened reach. Azariah reigns 52 years, yet lives his final decades in isolation, stricken with Zaraat, the Hebrew word broadly covering skin diseases, including what later translations call leprosy. Archaeologists have identified a 1st century slab inscribed, "Here were placed the bones of Uzziah, king of Judah, do not open," a quiet testimony that the man behind the text was real. Pride turned inward. Chronicles supplies the missing motive. After Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. 2 Chron 26:16, New International Version. He arrogated priestly duties and God struck him. Isaiah will date his own vision, Isaiah 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, hinting that national hope seemed to expire with the leprous king. Yet Isaiah saw the true king high and exalted. Our earthly heroes may fail. The throne of heaven never falters. Cross-references. Leviticus 13, regarding Zaraat, Proverbs 16-18, 1 Peter 5-5-6. Israel, 6 Kings, 6 Warnings. Verses 8-31. Israel's northern kingdom unravels through a dizzying carousel of rulers. 1. Zechariah, reign of 6 months, ends Jehu's 4-generation dynasty, exactly as prophesied. 2 Kings, 10:30. 2. Shallum, 1 month king, power seized, power lost. 3. Menahem, rules 10 years, brutal toward Tifsa. Archaeological digs at modern Tibus show burned layers that may match. Pays 1,000 talents of silver, about 34 tons, to Pul, Tiglath-Pileser III. Assyrian annals indeed boast, "I received tribute from Menahime of Samarina." 4. Pekahiah, assassinated by a commander named Pekah. 5. Pekah, 20 years of uneasy rule. Tiglath-Pileser carves away Galilee and Gilead, deporting whole tribes. Cuneiform lists, "I took the land of Bit-Humria, house of Omri, and carried its people away." 6. Hoshea, last king of Israel, introduced here but judged fully in Sethech. 17. The Hebrew writer punctuates each account. "He did evil, walked in the ways of Jeroboam." The verb walk, halak, reminds us that sin is a path before it is a deed. Every regime chose the same old road. Four, rising shadow of Assyria. Verse 19 marks a turning point in biblical history. Assyria's Pul, probably the throne name of Tiglath-Pileser III, flexes across the Fertile Crescent. From here to the exile, the prophets will measure Israel's faith by her response to this looming empire. Amos and Hosea preach in these very years, urging repentance while doors are still open. For modern readers, Assyria can feel like footnote material, yet to the Israelites, it was the sound of oncoming boots. Archaeology has unearthed the colossal Lamassu statues at Nimrud, panels depicting armies storming walls, and prisoners led with fish hooks, imagery echoed in 2 Kings 17. "I will put hooks in your jaws." History and scripture interlock, mate. 5. The high places nobody toppled. Both Azariah and Jotham are graded good, yet verse 35 repeats the ache of earlier chapters. The high places, however, were not removed. These rural shrines probably blended Yahweh worship with Canaanite ritual, convenient, patriotic, and tragically compromised. Covenantal obedience always demands inconvenient choices. Questions for reflection. Where have I kept a high place, a cherished compromise, because dismantling it would be socially or emotionally costly? How are my private altars shaping my public witness? Six, theology in the ruins. 1. Covenant faithfulness. God is keeping both promise and warning, sustaining David's lamp in Judah, 2 Samuel 7, yet shortening Israel's dynasties per Deuteronomy 28. 2. The slow clock of judgment. Decades pass before Assyria actually topples Samaria. Divine patience is not divine indifference. 2 Peter 3, 9. 3. The remnant principle. Even in political freefall, prophets labor, faithful priests serve, and a remnant holds fast. God writes history with crooked lines. Patristic voices. Jerome viewed Uzziah's leprosy as the mark of heresy spreading through the body. Augustine read the fall of Israel as a mercy that drove desire toward a heavenly city. Calvin noted, God often upholds a kingdom for the sake of a single righteous man, hinting at the unseen intercessors of the era. Seven, spiritual practices for the day. 1. Examen of influence lists the thrones you occupy, parent, manager, mentor, friend. Ask, where might my hidden pride limit God's reach through me, as leprosy can find desire? 2. Intercessory map praying. Place a map, digital or paper, before God. Pray over modern Assyrians, nations exerting pressure on believers. Hold frontline churches before the throne that never shakes. 3. Psalm-linked lament. Read Psalm 12 aloud, Help Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Let the brief reigns of 2 Kings 15 teach you how fleeting human promises are and how durable God's. Suggested hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory, Harry Emerson Fosdick, 1930. Its plea, Save us from weak resignation to the evils we deplore, mirrors Judah's temptation to tolerate high places. Slafia ananal dakdol shlaini ondo, saying. 8. Closing prayer. Sovereign Lord, you sit above the circle of the earth, while thrones below rise and crumble. Guard our hearts from the pride of Uzziah and the violence of Menahem. Teach us to tear down every private high place, to walk in ways that honor your name, and to trust your kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, the King Eternal, we pray. Amen.